Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Maxwell Groves, the Green Party candidate for Northumberland Peterborough South, says affordability, education, and housing are central pillars to the party's platform. Groves says he is in favor of buying local to help combat the U.S. tariffs, but is opposed to the Progressive Conservatives' plan for nuclear generation in Wesleyville. I spoke with him about his plans for the riding.
I'm seeking election in Northumberland Peterborough South because I've lived both in rural communities and in urban communities, and it seems like the only people getting a free ride these days are the politicians. We work, we pay our taxes, yet we're getting almost nothing from our provincial government.
So it appears that the threat of tariffs has put the economy as pretty much the number one issue right now, maybe number two next to affordability, but we'll get to that in a minute. How would you promote local jobs and businesses in Northumberland County with the threat of U.S. tariffs?
That's kind of two questions. Tariffs are a federal issue. And if you look at what the other provinces are doing, none of them have called an election. Only the Ford government. So this election isn't really about tariffs. In terms of creating jobs in Northumberland, look at the industry that we have and look at the projects that are coming in the future. Wesleyville is a great example. A lot of people have mixed feelings about it. I feel that energy is a good thing for Ontario to invest in. However, the Ford government isn't the government that, one, we can trust to deal with the waste. And two, if you look at their actual plan, not a lot of local jobs are being built. So if you look at the alternatives, for example, putting in a windmill farm, windmills are a technology that we have the raw inputs to build. We have the workforce to install, and we have the knowledge to hook into the grid. So using a green strategy to create jobs is really what this is all about.
So then are you opposed to the Wesleyville project announced by the PCs?
By the PCs, yes. I don't think they're doing it right. There's a lot of considerations, and for them to do it right, we would really need the buy-in of the federal government, because SMR, small modular reactors, is one of those new technologies that'll be transformative for our country, whether or not we choose to embrace them or not. And the Ford government does not have the creativity to really see their potential.
Okay, so let's move on to affordability and jobs. We touched on that just a minute ago, but how would you increase jobs and employment opportunities, maybe training in Northumberland County if you're elected?
We have to invest in institutions, so schools. The Ford government has historically taken funding away from schools. We also need to invest in a workforce. We have this potential crisis coming up where some of the most educated members of our workforce are set to retire in the next 5 years. We have to empower them to share as much of their knowledge and skills as possible. Otherwise, we're going to lose those skills.
So you have specific industries you're looking at, trades, academics. What are you looking at to invest in then?
Academics is important, but trades are the people who are on the ground. And again, when we look at the future, AI is going to be transformative for the workforce. And it's going to take a lot of jobs that we consider part of the knowledge economy. However, jobs that take ears, eyes, and hands aren't going anywhere. A computer is never going to take away a job from a plumber. It just doesn't have that skill set. So we have to invest in trades for sure. I can't say any specific trade because, again, it's going to be completely transformative for our workforce.
So let's move to housing. Your party has proposed to build at least 250,000 new affordable nonprofit and co-op rental houses and 60,000 permanent supportive houses with guaranteed operational funding to make provincial land available at no cost. You're also looking at removing the development charges on homes, condos, and apartments under 2,000 square feet within urban boundaries and create an affordable communities fund to cover municipalities' housing infrastructure costs. Just on the housing alone, 250,000 and then 60,000 supportive homes, that's very, very ambitious.
It is, but I don't think it's ambitious enough, to be honest.
Well, what are you thinking then? What would you like to see?
Well, again, if we look at the future, we're seeing climate catastrophes happen before our eyes. The DVP flooded. There's wildfires in LA. We had wildfires that were basically unchecked last summer. I remember all the smoke in the air. I'm sure you do. We have a very resilient part of the world, and Northumberland needs to be protected. But we also have to understand that there's going to be huge pressure to bring in climate refugees and other people who are going to have their entire livelihood affected by climate change. So, yes, we need to house the people who are already in our community. However, we also have to make sure we have ample homes so that we can bring people from afar and welcome them into our neighborhood.
In terms of the ambitiousness, how do you plan on paying for this?
This is a question I get a lot when we talk about social services, but I want to flip it on its head a little bit. Over the weekend, Doug Ford announced that he's going to build a tunnel under the 401 for $60 billion. I can tell you right now, the data does not support adding new lanes. So if we're throwing away $60 billion on Doug's pet project, there are so many other things that we can fund if we don't do these ridiculous, I don't even know what to call them, ego projects?
Kind of staying with the housing, that's a provincial matter. I think that 401 would involve a lot of federal investment. So since it would be under your purview, you would have to go to the people and say, this is how much it's going to cost us to do that. So when people look at platforms and they look at how much things, they want to know numbers. Essentially, people want to know numbers. So does your party have a ballpark? Have they cost this promise out to how much this would cost? And the timeline, you guys have a timeline on when this would be done?
I'm not aware of the cost because, again, it would be a factor of how ambitious we are. And it's also very hard to ballpark things when there's various ways of constructing homes that affect the costs. So I can't speak to the cost in particular. And ballpark, anyone can promise homes now. But again, it's a supply chain. You can't just make homes out of nowhere. You have to source the materials. So ideally, as soon as possible. But I don't want to make promises I can't keep.
Everyday costs, we're back to affordability, not just homes and jobs, but grocery stores, everyday essentials. What's your party's plan to address the affordability crisis facing people's wallets?
Obviously, we want to support farmers, get people back into farmers markets, keeping the economy going, keeping our money out of the hands of Americans. Unfortunately, our food system is entirely too Americanized. We need to bring Canadian products into our stores and continue supporting local. And another thing that we can do to affect affordability is do something about how car-centric we are. 40 years ago, it was the quote-unquote American dream to have the picket fence, the two cars in the driveway. That's not really what millennials want anymore. We see cars as an expense more than anything. We want to live in dense, walkable communities, and we want to use transit.
But then is that realistic in Northumberland County? People, we don't have, Cobourg and Porto don't have a robust public transportation system similar to Toronto. Even the rural communities don't even have that. So automobiles would still be a necessity in your riding. How do you square that with what you just said about what you're looking for, what millennials are looking for compared to what the needs are or the reality of this riding?
Well, the reality is that municipalities have had to self-fund their transportation, and really for regional transit, it's a provincial issue. Municipalities can only raise property taxes. That is one of their only ways of generating income. Whereas the province has access to income tax, which goes up as your income goes up. So that way, people who make more can fund these more ambitious endeavors.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.